I have a confession. I've never seen the movie The Terminator. But I'm going to use it in an analogy here. Segmentation and personalization are big in the marketing world. And they can be a very wonderful optimization to your email marketing. But if they're pursued prematurely, I think they can be a real distraction. I know this firsthand because I've done this myself. When I first got Drip, I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing. This super powerful, super flexible email marketing tool. And, I sort of pursued a trajectory I've seen others repeat, which is you try out the shiny new toy, and then you get frustrated with the mess that you've made for yourself. And then you have to spend a lot of work undoing the mess, simplifying the mess. And that's pretty much the trajectory I've followed. And so it's made me not jaded, but a little cautious about recommending using segmentation and personalization extensively. I think there are much more fundamental issues that make email marketing work. Knowing your audience, having a compelling point of view, being good at engaging and engaging with them and holding their attention and just creating a connection through email. Those to me are all far more important than whatever optimizations you might get through really sophisticated segmentation and personalization. So that's where I'm coming from. But that said, I think there is a sort of easy mode that takes advantage of what might be the most beneficial idea that segmentation has to offer. And you can easily incorporate it into your email marketing without doing a lot of fancy, complex automation work. By the way, I guess the one more thing I want to add, it's not really the automation that is the problem when it comes to sophisticated segmentation. It's the fact that this automation is, if it's being done by other business owners like myself, it's the fact that this automation is done by people who, if they don't deeply, deeply, deeply understand their audience, they're going to possibly make flawed assumptions. And then they're, even if they make the right assumptions, they're on the hook to produce a lot of content to support this segmentation and personalization and a lot of testing to further optimize it. All of that stuff is, if you've got the time for it because you're, a big Fortune 500 brand, go for it. But if you're, like a solo business or a really small business, I think your time is just much more valuably spent on other things like just developing a compelling point of view, et cetera, those kind of fundamentals. But that said, there's an easy mode that I want to talk about here that does make use of a little bit of segmentation. So this idea of terminators, again, I've never seen the movie, but I'm familiar enough because I'm not a total hermit. Via the culture, I'm familiar enough with the premise. This robot travels back through time and it's on a mission. And that's really the idea that I'm getting at here is some people will encounter you while they are on a mission. And that mission is to find a solution to some problem. And maybe you are the solution to that problem or your services, your expertise is part of the solution to that problem. So I imagine, the stream of people who join my email list, I imagine some of them are curious, some of them are interested, but they're not out on a Terminator-style mission. They are not, filled with the kind of urgency and specific focus that the Terminators are. I think of them as being real different. They're going to join my list, and they're on the hunt for something. And again, it's related to some, problem or pain that they're experiencing, and their level of urgency about acquiring a solution is much higher. So I think it's worth letting these people self-identify themselves to you. So that's the first idea that I want to present, is that there's Terminators and there's everybody else. And the Terminators, it is worth treating them differently. Now, if you, you know, kind of embrace the idea of like a lot of personalization and customization and segmentation in your email marketing, then you're going to try to treat those Terminators entirely differently. And what I'm going to propose in a moment is something much simpler than that. The second idea that you need to understand before I get to how to actually do this easy mode thing is the moment when someone opts into your email list is an interesting, almost pregnant moment. Someone has said yes to hearing from you. And through experience, I found that they're surprisingly willing to say yes to just a little bit more than just opting in. And what I do is I survey them. So after folks have opted in, they seem, again, surprisingly willing to just tell me a little bit more about themselves by filling out a very simple survey. Most email marketing platforms let you define what happens after someone successfully opts in. By default, they're just going to send you to a pretty basic, pretty ugly, but, you know, functional, I guess, but pretty basic thank you page that, or confirmation page that lets that person know, hey, thank you for opting in, you're in. This is true whether you do single or double opt-in. I used to do single opt-in pretty heavily and have switched to double opt-in just because I'm trying to take the idea of permission ever more seriously in my business. Anyway, most email marketing platforms give you the capability to send people who have opted in anywhere you want, any web page, you know, anywhere else. And so what I do is I send folks to a simple, dumb Google survey, which I'm going to explain to you in just a moment. And I'll also link you to it so you can see what I'm talking about. And what I was doing at first with this survey is just trying to learn more about the folks who are opting into my list. You know, where are you in your career, stuff like that. And then I had this realization, some of these people might be Terminators. They might be on the hunt for a solution. And it's pretty easy with that survey to ask them to self-identify as such. I don't use that language, are you a Terminator? But I ask questions that are designed to identify them and put them in touch with me so that we can start a potentially sales conversation. So let me switch over here to that survey and just kind of, I'll just very quickly go through it, is what it is so you get a sense of it. I'll include a link to the survey as well in the show notes. So the first thing says, real quick, and it says, you're new here. I'd like to learn how to be more helpful. Share as much or as little as you like. All questions are optional. And then I ask 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. The first one, what result, change, or new opportunity would you like to see your expertise make possible for your clients? I'm kind of trying to get a sense of what this person's vision is for building expertise, if they have one. All these questions are optional, so some people do skip answering questions, which is fine. Then I ask, where are you in your career? And I've got 5 radio buttons, generalist, specialized in figuring out how to generate leads, figured out lead generation, working on increasing profitability. I'm focused on more advanced consulting challenges like developing intellectual property. And then the 5th one is other, so they can just fill in something if the 4 answers don't reflect where they are. The next question is, what's your number one question about making the transition from coder to consultant? And then the final question is final for some people. It says, are you interested in paid support from me to help you with figuring out how to specialize or learn how to generate leads the way experts do? Kind of cumbersome, but just trying to pack a couple things into one sentence. And the answers are either yes or not now, later, who knows. And those are radio button answers. And I've got the survey set up such that if someone chooses yes, then it asks them one more question. And it's the question is worded this way, because you're possibly interested in paid support, I would like to reach out to you to discuss options for working together. This will be a 0% automated, zero pressure, 100% real personal conversation. I'll need an email address to do that, so let me know the best one for reaching you. And I ask for their email address. That's it. So that's, you know, the survey. And what I like about this is the information is useful to me. It's making an attempt at identifying the terminators. This sort of those last two questions where I'm trying to identify the terminators are things I've implemented really just in the past week. So I don't have a lot of data about how well that works yet, but I love the idea. And so I wanted to share it with you. Already a couple people have, in fact, answered yes to that question about paid support and supplied their email address. And I'm implementing the survey using Google Forms because it's easy and simple and it works pretty well. And so I've also set up Zapier to monitor the spreadsheet where I store the results of this survey. And when Zapier sees someone put in an email address, it takes that row of the spreadsheet, sticks it in an email to me, sends that to me, sets the reply to address of that email to be the person who said they wanted help. And so I receive an email. All I have to do is click reply, and I can start a conversation with that person. And it has, you know, their survey in there to kind of establish the context of what I'm reaching out about. So no data points yet as to whether this is like some amazingly crazy effective way I've stumbled across for identifying terminators, or whether it's just something that works sometimes, or whether it doesn't work at all. So I'm not making any promises about how well it works. But what I like is the simplicity, because I can get into a conversation with someone who is looking to pay for help quickly without making a bunch of assumptions about what they actually need, and then building a bunch of automation and the content required to support that, all of which just, you know, to me, moves the goalpost further away. The goalpost for me is I just want to get in a conversation and, you know, see if this is somebody I could help or not. You know, my business is not at the point where the workload of having those conversations would flood me and overwhelm me. So I'm not worried about that. So to me, the conversations are, you know, they're where the sale is going to happen. So why not get into that conversation relatively quickly? And I can do that with this survey, and, you know, I can tweak the questions and just make lots of easy iterative changes with very little effort. That's what I like about this survey. And again, it gives me useful information about the people who are joining my email list. I know roughly. Of course, the survey is optional, so, you know, I'm not forcing anybody to fill it out, but I know roughly what percentage of the people who have answered the survey are generalists, or, you know, what percentage have specialized and are trying to figure out how to generate leads. Like, you know, it gives me a lot of actually really useful information that I can use to better serve my audience. So there's that. And then there's one more thing I want to say, which is you're going to be emailing 3, 5, 7 times a week, maybe more. That's how many opportunities you have to connect with people who become terminators after they join your email list. That's the other thing that folks who are really into automation, segmentation, and personalization would say is, well, okay, your survey is nice. Maybe it identifies the terminators who as they join your list. But what about people who have been on your list for a while? Maybe they've kind of been ignoring your email, but all of a sudden something changes in their work situation and they're now kind of fitting the profile of a terminator and they're seeking a solution with a high degree of urgency. Well, you know, they're going to have a ton of emails from you in your inbox. You're going to be top of mind because you are showing up with, you know, something that's valuable 3, 5, 7 days a week, however often it is. You have lots of opportunities to connect with these terminators just through your daily emails. And maybe there's a sort of soft call to action at the end of each one. Hey, you know, if you need help with this stuff, just hit reply and I'll be happy to talk to you about how I could help. Or maybe you have a sort of more specific, assertive CTA. All of those can be fine. I just want to make the point that because you are emailing so frequently, I don't feel like you really need automation to try to identify through their behavior and through tracking their behavior these people who have become terminators after joining your list, I'm just not really convinced you need automation to find them. Because you're showing up so frequently, it's just almost inevitable that if they need your help, they're going to reach out because you're the one who's most frequently showing up talking about the thing that they might need help with. So that's it. Just wanted to mention this idea of the terminators and this idea of the moment when someone opts in being this moment of possibilities and the opportunity to ask for just a little more. All you're asking for is just a little more information about them so that you can help them better, so that you can understand them better, and so that you can find out if they have some urgent need. All of that, I think, can be handled very elegantly, very simply with the post opt-in survey. Again, check the show notes for a link to how I'm doing mine currently. And if you have any questions about how to set this up with your email marketing software, let me know and I'd be happy to try to help you with that.